everybody, welcome to Katie's Kitchen. This podcast is about the classics, hot chocolate, and how to make low-fat whipped topping ice cream. The first recipe is going to be my famous hot chocolate with a twist. This hot chocolate is going to be made out of Nestle's Toll House packets. You're going to get maybe a box of Nestle's Toll House packets, and you're going to take it and pour it into your mug or your cup. Then what you're going to do is, if you want to make it low-fat, you're going to make it with hot water. If you want to make it a little bit more creamy, make it with whole milk. I like to do it with whole milk because it makes it a little bit more homier. So you take the whole milk and you're going to put maybe just enough in there so you can heat it and make a full cup. You heat it for about a minute and a half and you take it out, put some whipped cream on top, and the extra special twist is to put the cinnamon or chocolate sprinkles on top of the whipped cream. Don't forget the cinnamon because it adds that extra special twist in the recipe. It's the most important part of the entire drink, is the cinnamon. Next is my recipe for low-fat whipped topping ice cream. What you'll need for this is a tub of low-fat whipped topping and a pint of strawberries, frozen strawberries. You'll take the tub of whipped topping, take off the lid, but don't throw out the lid. Mix up the whipped topping with the frozen strawberries inside, and then put the lid back on and freeze it for about 2 hours. After the 2 hours, you take it out, it'll be about good. You can slice it into pie triangles, and it would serve about 6 or 7 people. And it's a really great tasting recipe, and I hope everybody likes it. The extra special added flavor is to just put a couple drops of vanilla extract in there, and it gives it that little jump, and it makes it taste even better. And one of the great things about this recipe is the color of it is the greatest for the 4th of July. I mean, red and white is the perfect color. It's great for parties and great for kids. It's easy to make and really short to make. By the way, I've also got my own website, bargainbratswithaz.com. It has all my recipes for my podcast. And don't forget, everybody, to listen to Barbecue Bob on June 26th, Root Forum. He's going to be doing an interview with the company president of America's Best Barbecue. Don't forget, our sponsors are crazybagladies.com. Bye!